gave alternative facts to that.
The president's tweets stand for themselves.
You want to read it or you want me to do it? You're a professional announcer. Why don't you read it?
Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics, brought to you by Matt Keiser. I'm Joe Amditis. Let's get to it. It's Monday, December 4th, 2017. Welcome to Day 319.
I will say this. Hillary Clinton lied many times to the FBI. Nothing happened to her. Flynn lied and they destroyed his life. I think it's a shame.
Donald Trump tweeted that he fired Michael Flynn because he lied to the FBI about his conversations with Russian Ambassador Sergei Kislyak during the presidential transition last December. Quote, "I had to fire General Flynn because he lied to the vice president and the FBI. He has pled guilty to those lies," Trump tweeted. Legal experts said Trump's tweet is a public admission that he knew Michael Flynn had lied to the FBI, which is possible motivation to obstruct justice. Politico, CNN, and The Washington Post say in January, White House counsel Donald McGahn told Trump he believed then-National Security Advisor Flynn had misled the FBI and lied to Pence and should be fired. Trump ultimately fired Flynn on February 13th. A day later, Trump asked if then-FBI Director James Comey could, quote, see his way clear to letting this go, to letting Flynn go, end quote, according to notes Comey kept. Trump then fired Comey in May. According to ABC News, Trump's lawyer said he wrote the tweet about firing Flynn. John Dowd said he gave the sloppy tweet draft to Trump's social media director, Dan Scavino. The White House has insisted that Trump's tweets should be taken as official statements. Axios says John Dowd also claimed Trump cannot obstruct justice because he's responsible for the enforcement of the laws created by Congress and, quote, has every right to express his view on any case. Dowd added, quote, the tweet did not admit obstruction. That is an ignorant and arrogant assertion, end quote. NBC News says the Senate Judiciary Committee is building an obstruction of justice case, according to Dianne Feinstein, the panel's top Democrat.
I think what we're beginning to see is the putting together of a case of obstruction of justice. I think we see this in the indictments, the four indictments and pleas that have just taken place, in some of the comments that are being made. I see it in the hyperphonetic attitude of the White House, the comments every day, the continual tweets. And I see it, most importantly, in what happened with the firing of Director Comey.
The New York Times and Washington Post say Robert Mueller removed his top FBI agent this summer for sending anti-Trump text messages. During the presidential campaign, Peter Stock and another member of Mueller's team had exchanged text messages disparaging Trump and supporting Hillary Clinton. At the time, Stock was investigating Clinton's use of a private email server. Strzok left the Russia investigation in August. Donald Trump tweeted that the FBI's reputation is in tatters and its standing was now the worst in history. Quote, after years of Comey with the phony and dishonest Clinton investigation, and more in parentheses, running the FBI, its reputation is in tatters, worst in history. But fear not, we will bring it back to greatness, end quote. The head of the FBI's Agents Association said any suggestion that agents aren't dedicated to their jobs, quote, unwavering integrity and professionalism, is simply false. CNN and Politico say the Russia investigation is wearing on the White House and, quote, everyone thinks they're being recorded. Michael Flynn's plea is the closest that Robert Mueller's probe into Russian meddling and collusion has come to the Oval Office. It was a dramatic step for the investigation, which has infuriated Trump since its creation. Flynn spent countless hours briefing Trump, the businessman turned politician, during the 2016 campaign, and was also his top national security aide. Flynn's plea deal includes an agreement that he could avoid a potential lengthy jail term in part by, quote, participating in covert law enforcement activities, end quote. Senate Republicans passed a $1.5 trillion tax bill, the most sweeping tax rewrite in decades, early Saturday in a 51-49 vote. The Washington Post, Politico, and New York Times say the nearly 500-page bill, which included several pages of handwritten changes, will lower the corporate tax rate from 35 to 20%, temporarily cut tax rates for families and individuals until 2025, and repeals the individual mandate from the Affordable Care Act. The Senate and the House now have to reconcile the differences in their two bills through a conference committee, Mitch McConnell called it, quote, a great day for the country. And CNN and the New York Times say Donald Trump endorsed Roy Moore, the Republican Senate candidate in Alabama accused of inappropriate sexual relations with underage girls. Trump called Moore a fighter and wrapped up the call by saying, go get him, Roy. That's all for now. Visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines brought to you by Matt Keezer. Until next time, I'm Joe Anditas.
There's been absolutely no collusion, so we're very happy.